Foodies get a Northern Nevada connection with the Ultimate Baking Championship on HBO Max. Premiering on the Food Network the day before shifting to HBO and continuing as a series, the competition features 16 of, quote, America's most elite pastry chefs, including Lake Tahoe, Nevada's Sarah Krejci. Does that mountain location affect her work? I asked. Your career puts you not just at Edgewood Country Club in State Line, Nevada, but in Utah as well. So how does working in those rugged settings affect your menu selections and baking techniques?
So it's kind of been a little bit of a hop from ski town to ski town. So as you said before, I was in Park City, Utah for a little bit, and then Jackson Hole, Wyoming for a second, and then now I'm in Lake Tahoe. So I would say the biggest challenge with that is originally I'm from Florida, as are all my recipes. So going from zero elevation up to 10,000 elevation definitely changes things a bit. So that's been a big interest in figuring that out.
Also, you've got another Nevada tie, the Chocolate Academy in Las Vegas. And I'm just wondering how that happened, because most people don't really think of Vegas as a chocolate center.
Yes, absolutely. Vegas is not kind of the idea for a pastry academy, but Chef Amari Guichon ended up opening up his academy there. So I was there within, I believe it was the first year of him opening. First, as a student, I took his course, which was about 10 weeks, and then I stayed on to be his assistant after that for almost a year, and I even went to L.A. with him to film his Netflix show and be his assistant for that. So it was a great experience.
Yeah, well, your chocolate background got you into Netflix, and what did that teach you about television, food shows, and the whole foodie audience?
Seeing that whole side of it was very interesting and also helped push me in my career for sure.
Well, it helped put you into a food contest. And how do you prepare for that? Research, practice, clearing your mind, zenning or zoning out ahead of time? What do you do?
The competition side of it was definitely new to me. So that was definitely something I had to like figure out on the go. But for me, I used to be a professional ballerina, so that kind of helped me like tune into the whole meditation. And also I did a little bit of a stretch session before going on set to compete. Actually, some of the other contestants are kind of laughing at me and taking videos because I was doing splits and all sorts of things just to kind of get in the good headspace for the competition.
But no pirouettes while cooking.
No, definitely not.
It's probably kind of hard not to think about calling yourself the ultimate baking champion, or considering what you might do with a $50,000 prize. But do you have something like starting your own place or teaching in mind ultimately?
Absolutely, eventually down the road. It's a big passion project of mine to build the next generation of pastry chefs. I really love investing in that and teaching and really building the inner chef and someone who's excited for it. So down the road, I would definitely love to have my own academy, but I definitely have some building and I'd like to get more things under my belt before I open up my own school.
And in the meantime, locally, do you have any advice for those of us who are in mountain regions cooking and baking at high altitudes?
Say one size fits all for recipes at baking at elevation, but that is very much untrue. It's a big trial and error project. So kind of each recipe you just have to take with a grain of salt and try it once, and when it doesn't work, try it again and just tweak little things here and there.
That sounds like what I do. Also, then for those who want to enjoy your work without trying to imitate your recipes on the show, around the Northern Nevada area, where can we go try out your influences?
So I'm the executive pastry chef at Edgewood Lake Tahoe. Please come visit me. I would love to meet you all. But yes, I am the chef over the entire property. So we have multiple outlets, multiple restaurants, and multiple areas for you to come and take a bite of my sweet.
And finally, since I usually review movies, I'm always curious about food and film links. Do you have a favorite foodie movie or any recommendations about what to eat while watching the Ultimate Baking Championship?
Ooh, that's a very good question. And I actually can't answer it. I currently don't own a television. I'm kind of living in archaic times, so I'm going to be renting or actually going over to a friend's house to watch the show as it premieres. But a good snack, let's see, to watch during the show. Well, since I love and my passion is chocolate, I'll say anything chocolate will work.
That's Northern Nevada's elite pastry chef, Sarah Krejci, a competitor on HBO's The Ultimate Baking Championship. For KUNR, I'm Robin Hollibird.